Sagt der Elge Mishna weiter, man sagt, das Chale Perik Dalet Mishna Tess. So we touched on this a little bit in the previous Mishnah. Many of the matleis kunda, the things you give to a kayan, can only be given to a kayan, never mind that he shouldn't be an amaretz, but he also has to be someone who is careful to eat even his chulin, even his non-truma food, any food in his house, he eats bitahara. You want to give truma to a kayan, give it to someone that all food is bitahara. Stam, he just goes to the grocery store and he buys bread for a tuna fish sandwich. He maintains all the lochis of tahara. Because he has trum in his house, he has chal in his house, he doesn't want things to get mixed up and become tamid. This way everything is tar. So to such a kayan, you give your truma, you give the levi gives his truma smicer, you give your chala. Another kayan will say, I eat my truma bitahara. Stamazai, the food I have, I don't eat bitahara. It doesn't have to be tar. Stamat tuna fish sandwich doesn't have to be tar if it's not truma or chala. And the answer is, yeah, but you have tamadika food in your house, we're not taking chances. There are exceptions to the rule. There are different types of matanas that can be given to any kayan, even to a kayan that's not makbid, to eat his chulin bitahara. These particular gifts to a kayan don't have to be eaten bitahara, in a state of tahara. So what are you worried about? The kayan will be matamid? That's not a problem. On the other hand, there are certain things that we're absolutely certain. This is so strict that even a kayan who has other food in his house, which is not tar, he'll make sure this doesn't come into contact with that. So you can give it to him, like kachay migdash. Now again, we don't give it to a kayan amaretz, but he doesn't have to be a kayan that's makbid on eating his regular food bitahara. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Chala, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Tes. V'elu, and these are the matnes kahuna, nitanin, that can be given l'chal kayan, to any kayan. The list begins. Hacharamim. That's number one. What does this mean? What is charamim? The Pasuk says, Kol cheirim b'Yisrael l'chayiya. If someone says, on something that he owns, harei ze cheirim, that receives a kedusha, and you have to give it to the kohanim. You may remember this from Masechtas Erechin. Again, that's if you learned Masechtas Erechin with us. If not, you have something to look forward to. So if I say, on something that I own, this is cheirim, I give it to the kohanim, but it's considered chulin. In other words, you don't have to make sure nothing tummy touches it. Therefore, you can give it even to a kayan who's not makbid on tahara. Vayter says the Mishnah, the second of the matnas kahuna that you can give to any kayan is v'habachayres. My animal gives birth to a pchar. My behemah toira gives birth to a pchar. I have to give that to the kayan. If it's a pchar tam that has no mum, the kayan is makbid in the Beis HaMikdash. And only the meat is eaten by the kayhanim, and of course it's a carbon that has to be eaten bitahara. But if it's a b'char balmu, then the kayin is permitted to shecht it, and to eat it anywhere. Even a non-kayin can eat it. So any b'char, whether it's a tam, or whether it's a balmu, you can give it to any kayin. A b'char tam? But wait, you just told me that the meat of a b'char tam has to be eaten bitahara. How can I give it to any kayin? And the answer is, this falls into the category that we explained before, and it's kachay hamigdash. Every kayan is careful with kachim, that it shouldn't become tamay. Even if his tuna fish sandwich is tamay, it won't come into contact with kachim. That we're not worried about. And if it's a b'char bal mum, you don't have to eat a bitahara at all. Here the pasuk says, b'feirish, ha-tamay v'ha-tar yechalenu. Whether one is tamay or tar, as the batanura quotes the pasuk, you can eat it. Number three, third of the matnas kahuna, they can give to any kayan. Again, any kayan means even a kayan that does not eat his chulin b'tahara. Upidyan aben. That's the third of the matnas kahuna here on the list. A person is obligated to redeem his son, that is a pchar to his mother. If he's his firstborn to his mother, you have to give the kayan 5 shkalim. Those shkalim itself don't have kiddush. You can give it to any kayan. Number four, upidyan peter chamar. If my donkey has a firstborn, the din is I have to redeem it for a seh. I have to redeem it for a sheep, and the sheep is given over to the kayan. That could be given to any kayan. Vayter zok Mishnah. Vayter zok Mishnah number 5 in the list of matnas kahuna that can go to a kayan even who is not careful to eat his chulin b'tahara. Vazeroya v'lechayim v'yakeva. Zeroya means the foreleg. Lechayim are the jaws. Keva is one of the stomachs of the animal. Kosher animal has several stomachs. Now, if you shecht any behemah, a behemah's chulin, you may remember this on the Masechtas Chulin, there's a whole period called Zroya L'chaim V'Akeva. If you shecht any behemah, you have to give the right foreleg, the Zeraya. The Zeraya on Pesach means the leg of the chicken, but obviously here, we don't mean the chicken. So the right foreleg, the jaws, the L'chaim, and the Keva have to be given to a Kayin. But these Matanis have no internal Kiddush. In other words, you can give it to any Kayin. Number 6 on the list. The Rishus HaGez. Someone shears the wool of his sheep. You have to give to the Kayin from the wool that you cut off. Pasuk says, V'Rishus Gez Tzaincha, Titein Loi. This Matana also has no Kiddush. You can give it to any Kayin. Number 7, the Shemen Srefa. Burnt oil? What does Shemen Srefa mean? No, it doesn't mean burnt oil. It means oil of Truma that has to be burnt because it became Tamei. So I don't understand something. If the Truma Tamei has to be burnt, so what are you giving to the Kayin? No, you can still give it to the Kayin. Well, what's he going to do with it? You're giving him the mitzvah of burning it? No, he can use it as fuel or for his lamp. We learn from the Pesukim that you're allowed to do that. But it doesn't have to be a Kayin that's careful with his chulin to eat a bit tahar. Vaitrezak the Mishnah v'katshei amigdash, these are the matanos that the Kohanim receive from karbonos that are brought to the base of Migdash. Now, of course, there are different types of karbonos. There's katshei kadoshim, like a karbon osham or a chatas. The meat that the Kohen can eat can only be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's kadoshim kalim, like a karbon shlamim. That meat can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. Now, of course, they have to be eaten b'tahara. But I'm not worried, I'm still not worried, that if I give it to a Kohen that's not careful with his cholim, he'll come to mitame these things, because the Kohanim were very careful with katshei migdash. They made sure to be mitaya themselves, and they were careful to eat a bit tahara. Okay, so v'katshei migdash, that was number 8. The 9th of the matnas kahuna that we're listing in our Mishnah, which you can give to any kayin, is the happy kurim. There is a mitzvah sase to bring to the base of migdash, the first peiros that ripen, that are from the shivas haminim, that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You read the parsha of bikurim when you bring it to the base of migdash. They're put down before the Mizbeach. Bikurim have to be eaten b'tahara. But because it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash before you give it to the Kayin, it has din of katshei migdash, and we know the Kehanim are going to be careful with it. Rabbi Yehuda oiser b'bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned with bikurim. He says, no, don't give it to a Kayin who does not eat his chulim b'tahara. It isn't like karbonis. You don't do an avoida with it. So I am scared that maybe the Kayin will not be careful enough to prevent it from becoming tamei, but the halacha says the batanura is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Finally, the Mishnah says karshine truma. This is truma that was separated from karshine. What's karshine? Dictionary definition: vetch, kind of like a bean-like thing. It was basically used for animals to feed animals with. Rabbi Kiva matter. Rabbi Kiva says you can give it to any kayan, even someone who's not careful to eat his chulim b'tahara. If it's animal food, you don't have to prevent it from becoming tamei. You may remember this from the second parak of Masechtos Maaser Sheni. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita. Rabbi Kiva holds if it's animal food, and really the shunt of a chiyuv of truma mi'ikar adin. The only said you should separate truma because in a worst case scenario a person will eat it. But they weren't machmir to be careful with the regular halachis of tahare satruma. Therefore, you can give it to any kayin, even if the kayin is not careful. The chachamim disagree. The chachamim oisrim. The chachamim say, look, karshinim will be eaten if there's nothing else to eat during a hunger year. Rachmana litzlan, one would eat karshinim, therefore it is considered food. And the melee, you do have to be careful that it stays tar, and therefore you can only give it to a kayin that's careful with tahara. So again, we have here a list of the matnas kohuna. There are 24 matnas kohuna. Some of them can only be given to a kayin that's careful to eat even his chulim b'tahara. For example, truma, trumas meiser, challah. But here we have a list of 10 of the 24 matnas kohuna that you can give to any kayin. Yisrael who says, on his nechasim it's chayrim, that goes to a kayin, it can go to any kayin. The pchar that goes to a kayin can go to any kayin. If it's a b'char behem b'tayr, it's because it's hegdish, and with hegdish they're all careful anyway. If it's a b'char that has a balmum, it could be eaten b'tumah, so it's not a problem. Pidyon aben, the 5 shkalim you give to a kayin b'pidyon aben, pidyon peter chamar, the sad that's used to redeem the firstborn donkey, zroy l'chaim v'keva, the foreleg, the cheeks, and the stomach that have to go to the kayin, Reishis Agez, the first wool that you cut, shemen sreifa, shemen of truma, that has to be burnt, but the kohen is allowed to have enough from it, like using it for fire fuel. Katshei Hamigdash, whether it's Katshei Kadashim or Kadashim Kalim, here we know the kohen is going to be careful. Bikurim, that's given to the kohen of the Beis Hamigdash. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed when it came to Bikurim, and we also had a machlokes about the tenth thing, which Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, about Karshine Truma. Karshine Truma means truma from Karshinim. Karshinim is a kind of primarily animal food. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, you separate truma because b'shas etchak you can eat it, but you don't have to be nizer in the halachis of tahara. The Chachamim say, if you can eat it b'shas etchak, if Seif Kosef during the hungry year people eat it, then the truma is a very real truma and has to be treated like other truma, which cannot be eaten if it becomes tamei, and therefore you can't give it to a kayin who's not careful to eat his cholim b'tahara.